Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 108. Today is June 5th, 2012. How to understand people's seemingly incomprehensible behavior. Have you ever listened to something a friend or loved one said to you and thought, they have to be insane? That makes no sense at all. And what about things they do? Aren't you flabbergasted when a friend or loved one doesn't do something they promised to do or not return a call for days? So much of what people do and say make little or no sense to us. Why? Things people say and do don't make sense to us because we assume that they're giving events the same meaning we do. If we realize that most of what people do and say make perfect sense giving the meanings they've assigned to events, we'd stop being so puzzled. Let me give you a few examples. Imagine you ask your partner to pick up something at the store and he or she doesn't. You're likely to give it the meaning that he doesn't care about you because if he did, he wouldn't have forgotten. That meaning is likely to make you upset or even angry. And the more your partner doesn't acknowledge that you have a right to be upset or angry, the more upset and angry you get. In the end, you just can't understand why your partner didn't do what you asked and why he isn't apologizing for being so thoughtless. Your partner, on the other hand, gives the same event a different meaning. What you want is important to me. I just forgot. People forget things. My forgetting has nothing to do with how much I care about you. Why are you so upset or angry? What does the event, failing to pick up the item you requested at the store, really mean? You give it one meaning and your partner gives it another. Neither is the truth. Both meanings are merely the way the event occurs for you. Can you get that the event doesn't have any inherent meaning? If each of you could recognize that how the event occurs for you is not reality, it's merely the meaning each of you has attributed to reality, there'd be nothing to get upset or angry about. And the other's reaction would not be so incomprehensible. In fact, given the other's occurring, the reaction would make perfect sense. Imagine that your neighbors are having a party that lasts until the wee hours of the morning, and they're making noise that's keeping you awake. Clearly, they're inconsiderate jerks who have no respect for anyone else, and that meeting makes you angry. You just can't imagine why people would do what they're doing. Do your neighbors agree that they're inconsiderate jerks? No, they don't. From their point of view, they're just having fun, not realizing that they were making so much noise that you were being kept from sleep. Whose point of view, whose meaning, is correct? Can you get that both are and both are not? In other words, the event as such has no inherent meaning, and both meanings are just different ways of interpreting what happened. I'm not asking you to give up the meaning you assigned to events, although if you did, you'd be able to dissolve your fears and anger, in fact, virtually all of the negative emotions you experience, because almost all of our emotions are the result of the meaning we assign events, in other words, how the events occur for us. Dissolving the meaning simultaneously dissolves the emotions. I'm only suggesting that people's actions and statements make perfect sense once you understand that what people do and say will always be consistent with how events occur for them. Understanding people's occurring, and you'll understand them. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefkoe.com. If you'd like information about having a certified Lefkoe Method facilitator help you permanently eliminate any problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a great week. See you next week with our next podcast.
been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.